I don't like doing this.
The show? Yeah. Damn it. A lot of that going around. Join the club.
No. No.
Pays good.
We don't
like you doing this either.
So I listened to last week's show.
Why?
Oh, God damn. What the hell?
So you're
man?
The one.
Oops. Yeah.
We noticed a spike.
I feel compelled to issue a correction. It's not something I do lightly.
Here we go.
And it's not something I take any pleasure in, but like...
Is this because Reddit told you to?
No.
Is this because we said Tampa and Fort Lauderdale were part of the same metro area? Because I stand by that.
It has nothing to do with Florida.
Cool.
But we have to get some shit right. And that's it doesn't matter who said it. The other people who were on the show didn't say anything. Serber didn't say anything. It doesn't matter that I wasn't on the episode. Like, we have to stand for something. The 90s action movie that takes place at a Stanley Cup final game is not Steven Seagal movie. It's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and it's called Sudden Death. And it deserves our respect.
I don't take blame for this because I was the one asking.
It's not your fault. It's on all of us.
I don't take blame for this because...
I'm saying it's on everybody but me.
I don't remember talking about this, so...
Yeah.
Couldn't have been
me. It's a movie that takes place in Pittsburgh where Jean-Claude Van Damme is a firefighter who's taking his son to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The vice president is there. Powers Booth takes the vice president hostage and has the arena wired to... First of all... If you're worried about spoilers for this movie,
so,
just skip forward.
So
a little
Bane
bit.
Wasn't the first to
Bane was not
terrorize
the first.
Pittsburgh sports.
Bane was not the first. Inspired by? Hard to say. Seems likely.
Well, no, because there's a championship.
Damn. The building is wired to explode at the end of the game. In this movie, Jean-Claude Van Damme fights and kills a woman who is dressed like the Penguin mascot outfit.
That's fucked up.
He ends up playing in the Stanley Cup final. He ends up playing goalie and saving a key shot to send the game into overtime, which according to Powers Booth's rules means the stadium will not explode because we have to finish the game. Like, It's such a like sports come first movie.
Does it
really
delay the explosion or
it does
nullify it?
It does. It doesn't nullify it because the game will still end. Okay. But the movie does what it says on the tin. It's called Sudden Death.
So does he have to both play hockey and defuse the bomb or whatever?
Yes, he does all of these things. He has to fight the terrorists. He has to find his son who has gone missing, and I think Powers Booth gets a hold of. He has to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins and play competently. Nobody notices that he's doing this. I mean, he's
at a world class level.
Yes. He's wearing, of course, the goalie mask, which helps nobody know what's up. Yeah, please.
Is this officially licensed with NHL logos and everything?
Oh, 100%.
That's incredible.
100%.
Now I'm imagining like the last Boy Scout having like NFL logos with guys shooting each other on the field.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Yes, he is. They do establish that he's a French Canadian born firefighter, and that he's not a Pittsburgher by birth.
So, like explaining his accent, because
yeah,
Jean-Claude doing the Pittsburgh accent, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and he saves the damn day, and nothing explodes. And I think even like actual NHL players are in this.
Hockey's desperate for attention and always has been.
But this is the kind of attention they should get.
Please like my sport or we'll blow up the stadium.
I do like that even in this movie that hockey was like, we're all on board with
it. Do whatever you want.
It's not the president who comes to Game 7. It's the vice president.
No one can fantasize that to that level. There's a lot of sports movies about like artificially high stakes, like the fan.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. Where not Barry Bonds has to do whatever to save the guy, and it's raining or whatever.
With
and
Robert De Niro, yeah, is the crazy one. Yeah,
yeah. And Last Boy Scout, and Facing the Giants, and
Rollerball, obviously.
Speed is a sports movie, of course. Ryan, I'm sure you concur.
Yeah. Also, Powers Booth dies when his pilot is shot, I think, by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
While playing goalie.
And his helicopter crashes through the arena onto the center ice and dies in a fireball.
Sure.
Do they keep playing around it?
I think at this point the game is over, but real hockey would play around it. You're right.
Right, it's playoff hockey, bitch.
5 minute. It's 5 minute break. That's it. So yeah, look, we say things on this show that aren't right. I think this is on me. I think if I had had the conversation about
being on you,
if I had had the conversation about sudden death with all of you earlier and more regularly, we wouldn't have gotten to this place.
Why don't we just blame Spencer?
Because there's no way Steven Seagal has the flexibility to play goalie. Let's be honest.
He's pretty wide. Shit. So
he's wide, but like you've seen JCVD do the splits. You know he can kick save.
Man, imagine if Seagal could move like Jean-Claude. That would be a fucking goalie.
He moves like a mutant sentinel. That's all. I'm sorry. I didn't want to start things out on a bad note.
Thank you. And Reddit, I can confirm I'm aware Tampa is not in Miami. Thank you.
I don't know who that would have made matter, frankly. The idea that Tampa was part of Miami.
Oh, that was on me. And I thought I made it very clear that I was saying that both cities, urban areas, were eventually going to sprawl and merge across the state of Florida.
Short of a sort of a kudzu combination thing.
I think it's also Grand Theft Auto has made it canon that Florida's fucking Florida. So
yeah, I do not accept that criticism at all.
No, that's fine.
Sorry. Take it back. That's fine.
Yeah. Deadpool's from Utah.
God, that tracks, boy.
I also before we jump into what I'm sure is going to be a robust college football discussion, as it always is, I had a good realization while I was in Florida. I think I have been laboring under the false belief that I take arguments just for what they are. Like, I try to separate the argument from the person putting it forward. It's very lawyer-brained of me, and I don't think I actually believe in it anymore, because I was thinking about people who are like, men shouldn't wear shorts. Shorts are stupid on men. Don't wear shorts.
Oh, is it that time again?
It is that time again, 100%.
Vox.com is still around?
You know, there's so many places that can do it at this point. The internet's a big place. Wait till the AI gets a hold of shorts.
How come they're allowed to do this, and I can't tell them to kill themselves?
You can. You just did.
Supreme Court said anything's legal.
You're living the dream now. Holly, as you're president, you can do that.
Listen, it is my personal quest to drag the Overton window of blue sky over to where I can tell strangers to jump in a bathtub with a toaster.
Corrupted blue sky.
But I realize that I respect the argument against shorts more when it comes from a very specific kind of person, and that is the person who wears jeans to a theme park in Florida in June. Those people are at least standing in their truth. They are living it as hard as they fucking can.
Sweating in their truth.
If they want to tell me that shorts are stupid, they are committed to the bit. If you are some dumbass columnist...
They definitely know from stupid.
Yes. If you are some dumbass columnist who's just like, we're from the air-conditioned office, I'm just going to write about how shorts are stupid. No. You need to be mowing your fucking lawn in pants. You need to be going to soccer practice. You need to be all pants all the time. Like the real G's.
Riding
at
the
Busch
log
Gardens,
flume.
Tampa, Florida.
Riding the log flume in my non-elasticized denim.
That's right. That's right!
I need, like, Central American cattle rustler. I will take that note on shorts from that person.
Yes, yes. So,
letting all that log flume water trickle into my crew socks and from there into my navy and white New Balances.
I'll tell you, all that humidity will flume your log for sure.
All right, that's all I learned in Florida.
Yep, that's all there is to learn. You've 100% completion of Florida. Maxed out. That's the good ending. Good ending is leaving, isn't it?
Speaking of maxed out Florida, Ryan, would you like to share what your youngest child? I heard you had another tough conversation over the weekend about Florida.
It was a pretty brief conversation, at least. But there was a moment when I realized, I think this is what you're talking about, the moment when I realized we needed to leave and we couldn't stay in Florida anymore. Yeah, we were getting ready to get on the road, we stopped at a gas station, and my child hopped out of the van without any shoes on and got ready to start walking into the gas station with no shoes on whatsoever, no shoes or socks on whatsoever. And I said, nope, first of all, we're not doing that. Sober, do not encourage this.
No. It's a month without burr on the end of it. Why do you have shoes on?
Hell yeah, brother.
Look, I'm not talking like, we're not talking like nice shoes. I just need something to be on your feet.
Okay. We can work with that.
Is this to protect him from what might be in the Wawa?
This was, Cerber, I think you'll appreciate this. This was a truck stop. I forget the brand name of it, but I swear to God, my daughter thought this was the most magical place in the world. This was a truck stop that had a barber shop. It had a workout facility. It had a movie room. It had an arcade. It had showers and laundry.
Yeah, they're out there, brother.
I don't think I've ever seen one with a movie theater.
It had a small, it had like a small little movie theater that it just had like church moving chairs in it.
No, I really don't think I've ever seen one of those. Yeah. That is wild.
She was like, you could live here. I was like, please don't. Please don't do that.
So she couldn't wear, she had to wear shoes because it's a nice truck stop.
Yeah, because it's a nice place.
We're going to town. don't get us pointed at.
Don't get us banned from the truck stop.
We'll have to go to the shoeless truck stop.
Those damn four-wheelers are walking in with no shoes on again. Ruin it for all us clean truckers.
Our damn property values. I can't even watch a fucking movie at the truck stop anymore without some...
Can't even watch Twilight at the truck stop.
I can't
they got me
to
governed
fucking...
down to 66, the son of
there
bitches.
I am, crying to Paramore Decode in the truck stop movie theater when some barefoot kid comes in, feet covered in Band-Aids and shit.
Contemplating how really don't we all have the skin of killers when you think about it.
Welcome to the Shutdown Podcast.
To the Shutdown Podcast. I don't know. I shouldn't be doing this.
Internet's only college football podcast.
Why not?
Right. I forget how it goes. What are we doing?
That's
it. He goes, welcome.
Uh-huh. Then what?
Idiot.
Then what happens next?
I thought you listened to the show.
No, just the one.
Well, we said it on there, so.
Yeah.
Now we have two problems.
Shit. I think it's given me
it's the internet's only college football podcast.
Uh-huh.
Let me say our names.
I am Spencer Hall.
I am Spencer Hall.
Holly Spencer Hall.
Joining me as always are Jason Kirk, Ryan Nanny.
Hi.
Hello.
Michael Cerber on the ones and twos. Holly Anderson is dead. You did it. Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Should have worn those fucking shoes.
Died of sheets flu. That's how she would have wanted to go.
That's what happens in Last of Us 2. Spoiler for that as well.
You think sheets pox have like a little fried crust on them? I hope so. I guess I'll find out.
Which chain pox would you most want to get?
Sheets.
Gas station specifically?
I guess we could start there.
I don't want Bucky Pox.
No, that's too fucking big.
Mm-mm,
no.
You don't want a big pox.
Also, that's just too popular now.
True. I think I'd take a good Circle K sickness. Seems like pretty workmanlike.
A classic.
You know? Yeah. No fuss, no frills.
It's not going to kill you right away like a 7-Eleven.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I might go racetrack. Because it'll hurry its way out of me. Also, and they're most
cheap.
Known for their like yogurt bar, so it'll be a nice smooth flu. You don't want a brittle
ooh,
one.
Ooh. I'm revising my answer to Quick Trip because I'm pretty sure that all those little pustules are just full of delicious tea.
She's got Quick Trip fever, and it's fatal.
You don't want the doctor to say it's going to be a Quick Trip,
Doc. When is it not?
Oh, man.
I have a college football thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kind of here in
Is it about Bud?
July. Bud is in it. We are going back to the video game.
I'm so excited about this.
We're going back to the video game because they're putting out ratings and rankings and such. And, you know, some people are concerned about the teams at the top of the list. Like, ooh, why is Colorado in there? It's because they have, you know, two really good players who perform as three really good players. There.
Also, it gets you mad.
Yeah, also it gets you mad. And also, like, now Rihanna might play it. She watched that Colorado State game. So don't you want Rihanna to play the video game? Obviously, we're more concerned about the teams at the bottom of the rankings. Those are the teams you can take over in Dynasty and fix. The academic rankings. We got a peek at those in today's Dynasty mode reveal. That it the full document is like 10,000 words. Perfect. I need more. And in there, there's a peek of the recruiting part of Dynasty, which, you know, anyone who's a long-time participant in this series knows how much time you will be spending on this mode, searching for some two-star desperate enough to come to your miserable little university. And each recruit has, you know, a series of things they're interested in, playing time, NFL potential. One of those is, of course, academics. I don't know why anyone would care about that, but there are apparently people who evaluate universities based on whatever that is. And, you know, each school has its own rankings in those factors. Obviously, there's going to be more, for instance, NFL potential at Georgia than at Wyoming for the time being. Now, academics, that also has rankings. And the teams appearing at the top of that list, getting an A-plus grade, include Rice, Stanford, UCLA, Cal, Duke. The teams getting an A are led by Michigan.
Stop me when you get to can we all raise our hands when we get to the weird one?
Well, the teams just shy of A+ are led by Michigan. One spot shy of an A+.
I think they don't want to be showy.
That's what, yeah, I said online it's a demonstration of humility, but still, that's going to bother them for the rest of their
lives.
Also,
y'all invited UCLA in on purpose, and now you have a new, really scary rivalry to play every year, which is the U.S. News and World Report rivalry. Did you think about that?
Let's see. Also Northwestern is up there. I forgot they play FBS football.
That's not the school that caught my eye.
So in the second tier in which Michigan resides, right after Michigan is the one that everyone on social media is pointing at confusedly, which is Illinois.
Yeah, I'm not. It's so high up that I can't doubt it. I just want to know more.
Yeah, it's. I've seen Illinois alumni already defensive online. We have a lot of Nobel Prize winners.
They do. I'm looking at it now.
Lots of schools have lots of Nobel Prize winners.
Well, like, what the fuck does that have to do with the football team?
This
you know
is
I mean?
My question. Yes.
Like, unless you have a football-playing Nobel Prize winner.
That'd be a trick.
Tony Khan. Okay. The wrestling owner. He went to Illinois.
That is why they're not an A+. Got it.
That's probably relevant.
But it's so high up on the list that I'm like, well, that it makes me think there must be something that I'm missing.
I think,
right?
Will Leach bumped him up to an A. How about that?
Ah,
sure. Jeff George, uh-huh, yep.
I forgot about him and his many publications.
His fine work in microbiology. Was it Rashard Mendenhall who restarted the, like, let's have a race draft conversation?
Wow.
Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I probably missed that round of it.
Oh, boy. All right.
That was an amazing 48 hours before, as usual, our cousins ruined it. Aurelius
It Ben. Was Rashard Mendenhall. Mm. That's why.
Okay.
Probably.
Academic.
Yes, because he... This was back in December when he said we should have a white versus black pro bowl.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was bold thinking. Without question. Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, and Georgia Tech are also in that second tier.
Now, you know who's fucking fuming right now? is Wake Forest.
Why?
Server, can you confirm what's the
and Miami?
The
no, I was trying to think of public, private schools that got left out of those top two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my wife has a graduate degree from Wake Forest. She probably wouldn't care, but my friend, my golf buddy that went to Wake for undergrad, I'm gonna ask him about this, and he's gonna say it doesn't matter. in a voice,
which is a lie.
In a voice that says
like a
that's
voice
a lie.
That's just a little too uptight.
Yeah.
Yep. It doesn't fucking matter.
They can just put whatever they want in the game.
Yeah.
Games, it's not games real. Aren't real. It's just a game.
Wait, when next you're gonna play Baldur's Gate and think school. That's real?
I do hope that all video games going forward start shitting on Wake Forest academics. I hope you're playing like Witcher 5 and it's like, wow, you went to Wake Forest? You're like, why are you being mean about that? That seems uncharacteristic.
Castlevania is like, you call that a fucking gate?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a deep Wake Forest cut.
It's good. It was good. Cause
you wasted Salemnians.
I don't know. They have 6 astronauts? That doesn't seem like a lot of astronauts.
Do you know how many astronauts Tennessee has? Like, we got to stop using that as currency.
How many?
I think maybe that is.
Or start calling Tennessee a good school.
Maybe that's the problem, is that when you do an academic ranking, it doesn't really tell you, like, what is this based on? How should I know if this is any good? If we had an astronaut ranking in NCAA, and that was the thing you could pitch recruits based on, just like, we have this many astronauts.
You can get the fuck out of here.
Once again, I present the problem. 9 astronauts went to Tennessee.
That's fine.
That's great.
If it works for you in the game.
That's good. I think it should be added to like pro potential, right? You can go pro as a football player or an astronaut. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd want to be an astronaut right now.
Why? Because
thanks to Boeing.
Because they might not let you come back.
Listen, they're just casually stuck, okay? I don't know why everybody's...
Do you want to go to space or not?
Like, the NASA's whole thing is like, you're freaking out way too much.
You wanted to be in space so fucking bad.
Nobody ever dreams about coming back from space.
Listen, they're not stuck. We're just not bringing them back. It's two totally different things.
You didn't
things.
Do all that,
so, like, I don't know
you didn't do all that fucking math to leave space.
The degree of casual whistling that is being done around this story, like, listen to the birdies and look at the trees. Nothing to see here.
It's totally fine. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we're just going off schools that have graduated the most astronauts, according to a U.S. News and World Report, thing that I just pulled that also play football, Navy, Air Force, Stanford, Purdue, Army, Georgia Tech, Texas up there with 13. Like, this is Colorado has 12 astronauts.
Navy has a whole wiki page about their astronauts.
Michigan, why do you not have more astronauts, Michigan?
Too grounded, Ryan.
No, that's bullshit. Michigan men always look to the stars. Don't tell me that they don't do that. Don't even. Okay, they have more astronauts than I thought. Never mind. I apologize.
I wonder who has... I mean, obviously, lots of schools have the fewest astronauts, but I wonder who has, like, the fewest
Who has, like, the worst astronaut?
Shittiest astronauts.
The one worst astronaut.
All right, hold on. Let's try that.
So, like, someone who fucked up in Armageddon.
The 10 worst astronauts of all time. There is a web... Like, I don't know why we think we need AI at this point. We've made all the internet we ever need to make. We don't need to make anymore.
Is there already a worst astronauts? This has got to be a Reddit discussion. So I think...
No, this is on something called Inverse, which I don't know what that is. All right. Tied at 1 through 3. Gerald Carr, Edward Gibson, and William Pogue.
Okay, it's not fair putting dead ones in there.
This is from Skylab
3.
Their
body of work is complete.
I don't think these ones are dead.
Oh, no, I'm going down. Sorry.
Oh, you were looking at different. Okay, yeah.
I'm like, you can't. Okay.
Okay.
Because
so,
the ones that died in fiery explosions, you're like, okay, they've suffered enough.
Oh, okay. So these guys are considered the worst astronauts because on the way up to Skylab in 1973. One of them threw up, which was not that unusual, but the medical director cares about it. The other two astronauts did not tell Mission Control that he threw up. They just said he wasn't feeling good. NASA was recording the cabin and discovered the vomit the next day.
Roger, we've got a sour tummy.
They were pretty mad about it. And okay, NASA
that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, I think lying to Mom NASA about, no, I didn't throw up, and just, like, shuffling it under your bed is probably, yeah,
don't have
makes
to go.
You pretty.
Did you say you have to go before you left? No.
Yeah. Although, the one who's listed at number four is somebody who brought a, John Young, brought a two-day-old corned beef sandwich.
That's the exact story I was looking for, because I was like, it's going to be one of the guys who tried to smuggle something.
And the best part, according to this write-up, is that NASA was pissed because the whole point, this was on the Gemini 3
mission.
Yeah,
he ruined the experiment.
The whole point of the mission was to try out new space food, and this dude fucking brought a sandwich.
That's space food now.
I guess that's a good point.
I have created space food.
I hope that he made that argument.
Fuck, John. Now every astronaut has to go to Schlotsky's before they can get in the
Oh, I need
rocket.
Something on my tummy.
You ruined it. Now corned beef has to be a part of every NASA flight going forward.
I need a big-ass Jimmy John's before I go to space.
This is such a Mike Felder-coded move. He's like, well, what if I don't like the food?
I don't like... I'm not letting you go.
I don't
want to
eat that.
All right, so yeah, there are worse astronauts. Where did they go to school? I don't know. I'm not digging into it. Jason, they have not released the full academic list, though. They just.
Oh, I cannot wait.
The partial?
I cannot wait. Like, yeah. Somebody's got to be last, which, like, you can't be too mean to a school, so I'm assuming they're all just, like, tied at C or something, you know? Like, they're not going to give a school an F. But
if they
sure
were real
it'd be
ones,
cool if they did.
There's a lot of Texas states. I don't know.
You know, they're like, we know good and well there are people contributing to the creation of the video game who are hearing these words. So, I don't know. Just, you know, it'd be funny. Maybe try it.
Well, also, like, suggestion. This is a thing. This is a thing like the NCAA. It's a different thing, and it's kind of a bullshit thing, APR. But, like, the NCAA has the courage to say, I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
That New Mexico State has the worst APR ranking, at least as of 2023. LSU, you're just barely above them.
So here is a different campus ranking from our friends at the Sickos Committee, of course. Top 10 universities, according to a metric I will reveal, all right? Florida State, number 10. Already, you're dubious, but bear with me. Tied at 7 would be Fresno State, San Jose State, and Texas State. Tied at 5, NIU in Houston. And tied at number 1, LSU, Syracuse, Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, and Texas Tech. This is Popeye's proximity to campus, of course.
Mm, I was going to say Cracker Barrel, but okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I assume Florida State has a Cracker Barrel on campus. It's a dorm.
That's actually a major.
The president's office.
Please, have a candy stick. Sit down.
That's a lot of, no, it's not actually racist for one campus.
Just planting a swizzle stick at midfield.
If you want to register for classes, you must beat me in big checkers first.
Just plain egg no ray moose is what it says on your diploma.
Oh, boy. Well, I say good for Illinois. I'm proud of Illinois and all the beautiful, brilliant people who went
all
there.
The boons this will be for their recruiting, I'm sure. Uh-huh. Just certain of it. You can see it. You can see it pay off each year in the recruiting rankings.
That's the thing that makes perfect sense. It's the Bela Mahalo.
His general intelligence buffs.
That's their academic prowess.
Now, what if EA turns around and is like, fuck, that was wrong. B minus.
You got dropped. Whoops. We were kidding. It does say the screenshot does say in the bottom corner, this image is not final, so better be on your best fucking behavior, Illinois. Don't say anything stupid, no pressure.
This is a place that Ron Zook took to great heights.
And like tomorrow,
of course it's an academic
tomorrow
powerhouse.
Like Bert tweets a typo or something. Oh damn, yeah. You're out.
That's it. You're gone.
I assume that they already have at this point, given the time between now and the release date, their full marketing staff on board. Like they're fully staffed up in all their teams. But man, I would add at this point, if I ran the zoo, like two or three people whose entire job it was just to put out versions of these lists that were tweaked and adjusted to make the loudest, largest components of people mad. with the little not final asterisk in the corner, and then you just put out the real game.
Mm-hmm.
You could,
but in the meantime, everybody's frothing.
Just say Colorado's the best university and not final.
Huh.
But
that's a weird trick.
You can put whatever you want. You could be like worst Coca-Cola. Just put Ooh. Those that list. Oh boy,
normalist squirrels. Boy. How fucking dare you?
Whoa, no! Squirrels, dangerous squirrels.
As Roger Sherman has discovered, every university has the world's most unique squirrels.
Squirrels. Yes.
The problem I have with that is that I had an encounter with one at Tennessee, which chills me to this day. I am one of those people.
Was it orange?
But that's only because I saw it up close.
What did it do?
I was standing outside of Sophronia Strong Hall, which no longer exists, and the squirrels are abnormally large, which makes sense. They live on a college campus. They eat out of dumpsters. Of course, they're huge. And I'm like looking at my notebook or something. I don't think I have a phone at the time. And anyway, I'm looking at something in my hands, and out of the corner of my eye, a branch just goes, and I turn. And there's a squirrel just at eye level, like a hand's length away from my face. And it doesn't do anything. It just looks. And I don't know. I saw the abyss, and the abyss looked back. And
maybe it wanted to ally with you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it did.
Did you get an option to add it to your party?
It might still be in there.
Oh, you could have had a familiar. Squirrel familiar would be pretty sweet.
It kind of made I'm not sure I'm not its familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, again, you can just make whatever.
The power dynamic there was completely unclear.
You could just do this. This could be, you know, your coach unlocks another buff or whatever, and it's like, you know, shoulder squirrel.
Give Georgia Tech a C in mana and watch those notebooks lose their mind.
Wow.
Mother of God.
Give Georgia Tech more charisma than Georgia.
That's not hard.
Do it. So we've covered college football.
Okay. So now this is the podcast business part, I assume.
Okay.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
Serber, do the song. Vocalist of the Killer Ants.
Podcast business. It's a business. It's a business. And the podcast.
Yeah.
And they do it every fucking week.
Holly, where's Spencer?
Oh boy. Spencer is as far away from us as you can get right now. Just about.
Not
in
space.
In that he is 12 time zones away, which is very fun. He and Brian Phillips have made it to Mongolia. They have left the capital and are headed further inland in pursuit of the manly arts. I have received photographs of both of them in a yurt. They look very cozy.
Did they go to a Costco?
Did they go to a Costco?
I'm not kidding. I feel like Spencer put a photo up of a Mongolian Costco.
I cannot confirm if they went to a Mongolian Costco, but I did want to mention something that they did encounter that I think we should bring here to the States. This will be part of the diary that we post. It'll be up on Channel 6 by the time this show comes up. But in one of the big central plazas, I think in front of the Capitol building in Ulaanbaatar, which is where their journey began, there are tricked out Power Wheels, like normal looking Power Wheels, you know, sized for children, but with motors that apparently quite outpace those that we have here.
I'm assuming it's like a golf cart motor, basically.
The age of the children that they let into these cars, they said they saw what appeared to be an 18-month-old girl in full command of a vehicle. And A, of course, yes, let's have these. Let's have souped up Power Wheels in America. But just a big old plaza where you can just sit around the edge with your coffee and your kid can drive a small overpowered vehicle.
So this is the new Golden Horde. It's all Power Wheels.
Pretty much. It seemed like a great alternative to a splash pad. If perhaps one is in, you know, the coldest capital on the planet. So that's an innovation.
Is it that cold?
It is the number that gets tossed around a lot. This is the trivia thing. If you were ever in a situation to say what is like the coldest average major city in the world in the winter, the number that gets tossed around is -45.
That's not enough.
It is 60 there right now. In full summer. Anyway, the stories that we're getting from Mongolia, as Spencer and Brian make their way to the Festival of the Three Manly Arts. These are all going to be for our subscribers because our subscribers paid for the trip. So that seems fair to me. So if you want to play along with us, you have to buy a subscription. Sorry about it.
It's worth it. You should do it.
You get to see this photo.
Yeah. They also, the two Big 12 towns have been three Big 12 towns really have been compared to spots in Mongolia. If you want to find out what they are and whether or not that was slanderous, sign on.
Orlando, I assume.
Orlando and Cincinnati and Orlando a third time.
Epcot should have a Mongolia.
It's not too late. Disney's always changing.
Mm-hmm. You got fucking Norway. You can have anything.
Damn. Shots fired in Norway for some reason.
Norwegian food. Yeah, give me that.
Hey, ma'am, we're not going to need the Hall of Presidents much longer. It's just going to make everybody sad. Sadder than it already does.
I wrote about Hooters for my new Substack.
Finally, some fucking literature.
Yep. In this case, I wrote about Coastal Carolina's football stadium, Brooks Stadium, which is not named after the founder of Hooters. It's named after his two children. Did either of them go to Coastal Carolina? No. No, they did not. Did
what
anybody
did name his children?
One of them was named Kobe, I believe, COBY.
Sure.
And, but also, like, was born well before you could have named somebody Kobe Bryant. Like, Kobe was an adult. Kobe was like 3 years away from taking over Hooters. He also, and this is all in the post, but whatever, you can listen to it here. He went on an early episode of Undercover Boss and had to watch a Hooters manager just be fucking terrible to a bunch of Hooters waitresses, highlighted by he made them have a contest where they had to eat baked beans off a plate without using their hands to see who would get cut early for the day. There were no customers around. This wasn't some weird, like, this is sexy for the customers to watch. This was just, like, his own fucked up way of managing.
This is deep perversions.
They could probably make their, like, a whole Undercover Boss season just about Hooters.
Almost assuredly.
You shouldn't have a beans kink.
His other child, who I think was 3 or 4 when they named the stadium, is named Bonnie Bell. And she has, like,
sure.
She is some stuff named after her at Clemson. She has like the batting facility at Coastal Carolina named after her. Yeah. But you can learn more about that at Assigned. And right now I am, for the next one, potentially, I am busy learning about the English peerage system because I have a very normal life.
This is an eclectic newsletter you have, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got going on. Server and I are also doing We're Not All Like This, but we're on break right now, so we'll do more of those at some point. I don't know. Don't bother me. I'm tired.
You're tired of being bossed around by the internet on your newsletter.
That's right. Constantly tell me what to do. Then I got to fend off my child trying to go into gas stations without any shoes on.
You go on the fucking Reddit and it's like, oh, did Ryan quit again?
He was the worst part of the show. Why'd he quit?
In such small portions.
And then live shows. We are so close to the Portland live show. Have we settled on a theme for the Portland live show?
That's That's for the day of. Be serious.
That's for later. We'll figure that out.
That's a problem for future me.
Tickets are still available for our August show in Raleigh and our October show in Birmingham. You can go to preownedairboats.com to find more information on all those. Tickets are not available for the Portland show because we sold them all. You got to be quick on the trigger around here.
This is a note for anyone who is... anyone like from the future who is listening to this episode in like January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last January.
You fucked up. You should have jumped into a different point in the timeline.
Maybe everyone had the same idea and did the time traveling thing. That's why there's
Damn. Well, now I feel bad.
Cerber and I are working on the audiobook and it'll be out.
What are you doing with voices? How many voices are you doing?
Are you doing all individual Caleb voices?
No, that's not possible. They're completely indistinguishable. Just a flat, loud monotone as Caleb voice. That's okay.
Okay. The voices are real. They're really good.
I every single time when there was a question of, should I commit? Should I? I'm pretend I'm holding a skull. Should I act? Mm-hmm. Every single time I made the choice to, yes, fuck it. Yeah. I was in middle school plays. I'm going to act.
I didn't know you were in middle school plays. This is brand new information.
I went to church.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I know Catholics didn't do extracurriculars.
No, it was called the Crusades and everyone hated
okay,
it.
Okay, so you're done. So you spent all your you spent all your action points on that shit.
Everyone got real bad about that extracurricular.
Well, we're not doing any of that shit ever again.
Fine, I get it. We'll just sit home and be Irish.
Once you drown in the Mediterranean like 15 times, I'm done with drama class. We're not starting any bands.
Listen, we're going to do Stations of the Cross, and that's it. Nothing fun. Is that all the podcast business? Server, you got anything?
Yeah, come to the show at the Rialto to see Hand in the Dirt, too.
That's right.
And if you're coming from somewhere else, the Killer Ants are playing the night before in Winston-Salem.
Are we going to try to fuck with Hartzell going into the live show? We're going to try to throw him off his game, or would you rather we didn't do that?
Please.
I'm trying to convince him to do a musical number at the beginning of the show with Felder and I, mm-hmm. which I know would just really wreck his confidence for the night
or
a couple
or boost it.
Months after there. Mm. But he hasn't bit yet.
Harmonica sax? Do you think he can do that?
No.
What if you gave him a guitar?
Yeah.
Nah, he's the least musical person I know.
That's why I'm suggesting a keytar.
What's the keytar you blow into? What is that one?
Yeah.
That's the melodica.
Yeah.
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 Give him one of those, what is it, odotone?
What's that?
One of those little Japanese saxophone things with a face on it.
Wow.
Is that what Jack Black plays?
Automatone. Right? Hang on. I swear, if you've never seen these, you will... There's a girl on TikTok who played the entire finale of Les Mis on a series of these. I think we have a full cast theme that is done with one of these. Come think of it.
Oh, yeah, these are cool.
Somebody just sent in a new metal new metal full cast theme. Have we used it?
I think somebody also sent a throat singing full cast.
How
theme.
Appropriate.
I haven't listened to it. Maybe it will lead this one. Who's to say? What if we just get him a recorder? He can play Hot Cross Buns, right? Everybody can play Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah.
No. He bet Roddy Jones that Nebraska was going to win 9 games a few years ago. Mm. Obviously, lost that bet. And he was forced to sing Justin Bieber on like the on his podcast. And it was go?
Which Bieber?
It was
I've heard this. He did not commit.
Which song?
I can't tell you the Hand in the Dirt episode. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Sure. I don't know the tune because he didn't carry it.
Sure. He has altered your perception of the universe.
But basically, someone sings a song and you're like, I still haven't heard that song.
I've heard what you did.
I've heard some new song you invented.
But I haven't heard the song.
Though, how can we maximally undercut Hartzell before this?
Hmm. Oh, can we convince him? Hartzell, don't listen. You're not listening. What am I talking about?
He's not listening to the show.
Do you think we can convince him that we had somebody ready to sing the Star Spangled Banner, but they bailed and we need him to get out there and do it right now?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Steven, everybody else has huge diarrhea. You got to do it for America.
We're counting on you.
We've got the microphone. They were just your height, and we can't adjust the microphone. Like, something that sounds believable that he would fall for if you put it to him with enough gravitas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Cerber, Steven, we're audio professionals.
It's got to be somebody with cool shoes.
You can't adjust mic height once it's been turned on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one else can do it.
He has no clue. It'll be easy to convince him of that.
You have to give him one of those things where, like, the first day you have a new grip and you, like, tell them to go find you, like, a left-handed screwdriver.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait. What if we lock him out of the auditorium at the start of the show and make him sing to enter?
Yes. Like put a lav on him?
You're the sick fucking part? I like Steven.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
He's one of my best friends.
That's why you can do these things. It's important. That's all.
It's not because he's my friend. I do it because he deserves it.
That's very objective.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Well,
good. Michael Cerber, lawbringer.
The tribunal has spoken.
Our friendship means nothing in this council. Now sing!
Oh, man. What if we... What if we get a super, super, super rare baseball card?
Uh-huh.
Basketball card? Whatever. I don't know what he's into. And we tell him he can have it if he... like sings a certain song, and if he gets it wrong, we just burn it right in front of
him. Wow, that's
is this getting better or worse?
It's a lot. This now it's like low.
Don't burn
it. It's like a low level Saw movie.
Don't burn it.
Wow,
crumple it up.
What if I that's a low level? Down one, I'll just pull it down one corner.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That
you see the vision.
Can we find a? It needs to be a Vic card. It needs to be like a desirable Michael Vic card. That's the best.
I feel bad about that.
I don't.
Bad enough to stop from doing it.
Yep, yeah. There you go. Exactly.
Oh, I forgot one more thing. I learned in Florida. We have some really outstanding names for fireworks packs at this point. Like we're really putting a lot of
Black Panther, the Black Panther White Lightning.
My favorite. Well, first of all, there
I had
two favorites. One of them, and I'll text these to y'all, and maybe I'll put them on the internet. Maybe I won't. Oh, Holly, I've now seen. Oh man, these Power Wheels look fucking great.
Right?
Oh fuck yeah! These are quite good. The one that I thought was funniest was the one I am sending you now. It's called Sponge Boy. It is the laziest possible ripoff of SpongeBob SquarePants, only because they have replaced one of his eyes with a googly eye, and they have decided that's fine. And we called him Sponge Boy. But the one that I thought was best representative of this moment in history, I have seen it's called USA Conqueror, and it And it has what appears to be, I think this is Beast from X-Men, or it's pretty fucking close. Eating a missile and destroying a tank. And I just think that's beautiful.
That's up there with my favorite. That's up there with my favorite packs from TNT Fireworks, mm-hmm. which is that they have one package called the Big Bang and a second separate package called the Big Bang California.
And it's got sushi or something.
I assume there's something meant by that.
It's got avocado in it.
I've never quite figured out what the insult is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same thing, just more expensive.
Yeah. There's one, I've only found it online because it costs $1,500. The Grounds for Divorce Assortment.
Wow.
Well named. Oh. Really well named.
Man, I got to tell you, I was pulling out of the interstate at my usual exit in Tennessee last week, and I saw they were putting that red and white tent up.
Mm-hmm.
And brother, it was hard to keep driving.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was hard to keep driving and not turn around.
I'm not saying you made the wrong choice, but next time I think you'll make a different choice. How about that?
I mean, I will have plenty of chances to make a different choice because this is Tennessee. There are fireworks emporiums at every exit.
Sure.
At this time of year, Golden Willow is my actual favorite. If you want to get one of the good ones, that's just like metallic sparkles.
Uh huh.
If you find a TNT fireworks, which is my oh, there was one other one that was new this year that we saw at the gas station and did not partake of yet. Something called the Scream Queen, which advertised itself with, I'm quoting here, extra loud screaming effects, which again seems timely.
There was another one I saw that I believe I'm pretty sure the title of the package was "Too Loud, Don't Care." Like that was the brand name of the fireworks bundle, and I think it had the Grim Reaper on it pointing at you.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you're gonna be killed, Ryan. The SpongeBob ripoff one by a company known as Miracle Fireworks. Their logo is itself a ripoff of the 9/11 era teal Detroit Pistons logo. Like same circle, same double fire piping, same metallicness.
You're right. Oh man. Oh,
you know what? We still make things in this country.
We do. we still remake classics.
We've always been great. We've always been great. There's also one I found called Ghost Killer.
Damn.
Which is really
questions.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Just I mean, to make sure.
First of all, you've revealed one important truth with the first word. Second of all, you've opened up a whole new concept with the second. Like,
so when ghosts die, they become. I guess we'll find out.
The fireworks. Unlike
that's
humans,
they, I guess we'll find out this 4th of July.
What are you doing out here? You have a license for those? I don't need a license to kill ghosts.
Ghosts die, they become president.
Governor gave me these tags. I got to fill them with these ghosts now.
There's also a, like, one of those ones you could... I'm sorry that I'm just remembering these off the cuff. There's one of those ones that you just put on the ground and it just sort of, like, shoots spark. It doesn't shoot anything into the air. But it's called House on Fire. And I feel like that is tempting fate in a way that is highly unnecessary.
That's way too unnecessary.
Mom, it says to open it indoors. Right there.
That is way too it's like hand mutilation.
Right. Missing Man. Finger. I don't need that. Don't buy that.
I'm amazed I still have all my fingers after many a childhood spent suturing open a Beanie Baby and filling it with black powder.
That's why the squirrel was mad.
That's a great point.
It was warning you.
We never killed an actual squirrel.
Well, yeah, it was perceiving it as you were, like, working your way up.
I think the biggest thing we ever blew up was the prop milky white cow from a production of Into the Woods.
Well, that's good.
But that was just made of paper mache, so it wasn't even a very impressive explosion.
But it's still fun.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
So that was more of today's top college football news.
You guys ever think about the creeping approach of death?
Ever think? Yeah, sure.
Only in Florida, but now I'm not
it's
there.
It's not
anymore.
Creeping there. No, it's a, it's a little bit of a hurry.
You remember what I said way back before, I guess like last year, where before Tennessee got fun at sports for this little window. And I used to describe being a Tennessee fan like having a third degree burn, as in I could see my charred flesh, but nothing hurt when I poked it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of like our national mood right now? I don't want to get political.
Yeah, we would never do that on this show.
No.
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 Oh, that's the Reddit thing I was forgetting.
I would get chased off the show if that happened.
If you revealed your true political opinions.
I think we should just say on this show, like, anytime one of us isn't on the show, it's because something awful happened in the many meetings that we have about this.
Yeah, we had a huge blow up during one of our creative discussions.
Yep, during finance.
When we were when we were writing up our show plan.
Do you think anybody would believe the amount of stuff that Cerber actually has to cut out of the show that I say?
How much?
It's not.
It's like a line per week.
It's not that bad, is it?
No, but it's more frequent than anybody else.
But that's...
All right.
I think you're much more of a bleeper than a cutter.
Yeah, yeah.
I did, well, and every once in a while, I've confessed this before, but every once in a while, I will have Cerber bleep something that is not controversial.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like when we talk shit about and then bleep it.
Yeah, for fun.
Right,
like,
right.
Everybody knows her.
Oh my god, did y'all hear got a new job?
Who's that?